NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Sports Ethos NBA DFS Today podcast. Your boy Ramiz. And I will be covering the May 15th slate consisting of two Game 5s. Yeah, two Game 5s, Boston, Cleveland, and of course Dallas and OKC. Boston leading that Cleveland series, of course, with a 3-1 lead. Going into Game 5, the spread is predicting, around 204.5. Of course, Boston favored to win by 15 points. I mean, it makes sense because they are home. But the other side, you got OKC Dallas tied to, of course, Dallas had that, what I would consider a slight choke when he comfortably, but Shea had a master pass in terms of the game. And they're actually favored to win by 4 points, so they're predicting to be a close game up at over under 13. To go off injuries, I expect Muka is questionable, but it's a good chance he probably plays. I mean, he is listed as probable. Dalvin Mitchell is questionable. Of course, he missed game 4 due to his calf. Honestly, would not be surprised if he missed game 5. Porzingis continues to be out. Jared Allen is questionable, so maybe he makes his return. But obviously, that's going to be a game time decision, I'm assuming, as well. Then you got Caris LeVert, who's also questionable. And I think that's it. I mean, Maxi Kleber is also still out. For those who love their Maxi Kleber. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to be going solo today. Of course, I'm usually joined here with Hottest, but of course, sometimes you have to rise to responsibilities and duties. So I'm going to be here solo. Shouldn't take too long. I'm thinking I'm going to go over a slate with you guys. I mean, it's only two games, so it's really not going to take a long time, but I think going over this slate that I kind of picked up my favorite players. Of course, it was a bit tough because I'm not going to lie. I didn't know, like, the Boston Cleveland J kind of feels like, a dead giveaway, meaning, like, I don't really think anybody's going to really be shining, but I still got a few players I want to say from that series that I like. But let's get into it. Let's start off with the S before we get into it. Let me mention the NBA Fantasy Pass you can get for $6 per month. Get daily streams, recaps at the top lines every night, and Discord access to the pros. For only $2 extra, you can get the all-sport package, which not only includes the NBA, but includes NFL and MLB, all for $8 per month. Great package. Wait to win you guys some money. All right, now where was I? Starting off with the point guard position. I'm going with Kyrie Irving. And I know I feel like this is one of those times we want to go for Luka, but I think Luka's going to have a lot of ownership. And I don't think Kyrie will. Kyrie had a rough game, shot 36%, denied a three, 50% for the free throw line. Only had around 23 DK fantasy points, but we know he's had some great games where he's sometimes been able to get 250 DK fantasy points, 40, honestly, on a normal basis. And I think in the game where he's not going to have floater ownership, I think this game is going to be close. And I think you can expect a much better performance than he did last one, especially because, like I said, I think you're going to expect a lot of ownership on Luka and less up towards the Kyrie. So I think Kyrie, obviously, a really great shout as long as he can sense his consistency. And he's pretty, I want to say, cheap if you're going for a player who has high upside, in my opinion. As shooting guard, I'm going to go with the OKC player. I guess it's going a bit to the budget side, opposite side of Kyrie, and that's Isaiah Joe. Isaiah Joe, definitely been a player who's been playing a whole lot more minutes. Of course, him, I want to say Aaron Wiggins, and Kaysa Wallace, and Jalen Williams, J-A-Y Williams. These are the guys who have been getting minutes off the bench. And of course, Isaiah Joe is one of those hit and miss players. But at his price tag, I think you're going to take the chance that he can be a hit, especially when you're playing at home. He does not shy, and he's been sometimes the guy who I would say also plays in placement of Josh Giddey, because Josh Giddey has been struggling. There's times where I've seen Isaiah Joe close out the games. I think he was in the first two OKC games. And there's times where he's had to, I think he's even started off on one of the halves, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, Isaiah Joe has definitely been helping a lot. He can provide some floor spacing, and he did not have a good game in that last one. But before that, was able to shoot 20 DK fast points in game three. And game one also had like around 16, which is exactly what you could expect around a player in that range. And it allows you to spend up more. And in this case, at the small forward position, I'm going with Jaylen Brown. Obviously, I wasn't talking highly of that game, but players who I want to say have been pretty consistently good. Jaylen Brown, I mean, hasn't really had too many bad games yet. Of course, we're going to see if he faces a more defensive-minded team. I'm sorry, I just don't think Cleveland or Miami were quite the matchups. I mean, maybe not in the Eastern Conference Finals, you'll see a matchup where Jaylen Brown will be able to get defended heavily. So I think he'll be able to continuously have his production, at least field goal-wise. I mean, he's been averaging around 17 field goal attempts. Been highly effective in rebounding, getting 9 rebounds some games, 8 rebounds. And especially at a home game against Cleveland. And
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
And close that game as well. I think you've got some great energy from Jaylen Brown. I guess what is it called? That motor to like finish that team. So I think Jaylen Brown, you can expect that in game five. At the four, I'm going with back to the Dallas side of things. So that's PJ Washington at 6,300. I mean, PJ Washington, oh my God, he's been so incredible for his Dallas Mavericks team. Continuously is hitting that three ball. He's having a whole lot of attempts. I think there's gonna be there might be PJ Washington on every single slate, and you can't really blame them. I mean, he's had the past three games a 60 DK fantasy point game and two back to back 40 DK fantasy point games. Even in his last game against OKC, where he shot 37%, he still had a 40 DK fantasy point game. Why? Because he's getting many rebounds. He's played 40 minutes. He's attempting 20 shots, 10 plus threes in his past three games. I think you can expect that same aggressive-minded PJ Washington in this game against OKC once again. At the center spot, I'm going to go with Al Horford. This is like a not many good center options, to be honest. I kind of just went with him because he kind of feels like he is the main center as of now with no Porzingis. And especially in the case that Evan Mobley can be a bit difficult, especially if Jared Allen is questionable, so perhaps he comes back. I think Al Horford, part of me, is going to have a whole lot of game time as he continues to do. So he's still getting around 30 minutes at this age, which is, I don't know if it's good to say that, but yeah, I mean, he's clearly hasn't lost a lot of sweat, but he is attempting a lot of shots. A lot of them have been threes. And the reason I'm kind of going with this, I feel like low ownership pick, is mainly because he's still getting those opportunities. He had four threes in game four, six in game three, did not hit a single one. But at home cooking is different, you know? So I think Al Horford's going to be much better in this game five and maybe expect a better performance. Now, of course, I haven't spent too much, and my high spend is going to come from yours truly at 10,100, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Do I need to speak a lot on this pick? I mean, he is clearly OKC's offense. Not only scoring, he's been assisting, picking up the whole team like on his back, because Jalen Williams has been struggling against the Dallas big men, and Josh Giddey has been nowhere to be seen. Continuously in his past three games has been shooting around 24 to 25 shots, and not a lot of them have been threes. He is attacking, getting to this mid-range spots, he's getting his free throws. He's having some monster stat lines where he's having high amount of blocks, he's getting you at least a one or two steals, he's getting you assists, he's getting your rebounds. Amazing performance, and especially back in OKC, back with all the momentum, I think you're going to see another aggressive Shai Gilgeous-Alexander against that Dallas team. And I mean, clearly we've seen, even in games that Dallas have won, that there is no answer for him. He's still been really efficient, and I think you're going to see that same version, or even, I feel like, maybe a better version in game five. After spending that, I had to settle down my spending amount. So for the Dallas Mavericks, I'm going with Tim Hardaway Jr. at 3,500. Another one of those players I'm kind of going for at terms chip player, who I think that we all know Tim Hardaway Jr. is one of the guys where if he gets it going, it's going to be really tough to stop him. And of course, he has those games where he is abysmal, and he has those games where he's really good. Like game two at OKC when he was 6 for 10 from the field at 22 DK fantasy points. And honestly, once again, I think we can expect him not to, shy away from taking those jump shots. They're definitely going to come, and he's definitely going to take them, whether it's the step back, whether it's those floaters. Tim Hardaway Jr. will be active, and I think at 3,500, great way to expect some upside out of that player. And last but not least, I want to end it on a Cleveland Cavalier, and that Caris LeVert at 5,200. Caris LeVert, I think I'm going to say that Donovan Mitchell is not playing, which is kind of why I'm leaning towards pick like Caris LeVert, because I think he's going to have a lot more chances to have an explosive night. He's been solid, I would say, in some of these games. He's had 30 DK fantasy points, 36 in the last one. 1 for 8 from 3 the last game, but he's been attempting a lot of shots, and rightfully so. I mean, he and Donovan Mitchell have probably been the only player scoring the ball. I mean, Darius Garland has been struggling, and I think in the case where, like I said, Donovan Mitchell doesn't play, you can expect the same type of performance, or production, at least, from Caris LeVert. That about wraps up our podcast. Not too long, but before we head out, the DFS pass that you can get for $5 per month on DFS on sportsethos.com. Similar as the previous one, you get DFS delivery, you get pick'ems daily, and you get Discord access. Please check it out. Great way to win a whole lot of money. But overall, if you guys enjoyed, if you want to hit me up, hit me up at Twitter at TooNice, spelled TO0_Nice_. And yeah, hit me up if you want to talk about the hoops, these playoffs, we can talk about the draft coming up, we can talk about footy, because I'm a footy guy, Chelsea fan. But yeah, let me know. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I hope you guys win a whole lot of money. Goodbye.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.